Hi, this is Pat from the Linux Learn Tech Show, and you're listening to another episode of TWAT Radio. On today's TWAT Radio, we're going to talk about a really cool tool for Linux for videos. Now, I'm not talking about video editing. I'm talking about DVD authoring and conversion of different types of video files. The application that I'm talking about is called TUVID. TUVID is great on a couple different levels. It's great as a tool to convert different video codecs into other video codecs. You could take, say, an XVID or a DivX file and convert it into an MPEG-2 file. This is really handy if you download some videos of a certain kind of shows or programming off the internet, and you want to convert it to something that you could watch on your television. Now, television video, to watch video on TV, you're going to need to convert it to MPEG-2, which is what the current standard is, NTSC particularly. So what you could do is you could download your video file. You can use TUVID either on the command line or in the GUI. The command line is really easy and pretty straightforward. The command that you would put would be TUVID dash in with the file name, dash out, then with the file name that you want on the output side. You'd execute the command, and it'll go about converting your file into MPEG-2. By default, TUVID is set at NTSC, so if you're used to using PAL, if you're located outside of North America, you need to pass the dash PAL flag so that it converts it to a PAL format. The GUI is really nice. The GUI, not only can you do video conversion, but you can also do DVD authoring. You don't even have to use the command line to convert it into an MPEG-2. You open up the GUI, and you'll see a menu, very straightforward. It'll have the basic what your project name is. You click on the box, and you can change it to whatever you like to change it to. And then you would do add menu, and this will be your top level menu. From here, you can go in and start adding videos. Now, these could be all different formats, like I said. So you would go and say you would select your DivX video, and you would put it add video. Then you would see your video, and then you would click on the video file name in the menu tree, and you could change it to an actual name. This actual name is what's going to appear on your completed DVD. So if, say, you have episode 1 of whatever show, you would say episode 1. You would click on it and change the name. On the right-hand side, you'll see a properties menu. Inside the properties menu, you can specify what format you want your video. You could set it to NTSC or PAL. You can say if you wanted to set it to DVD format, which is 720 by 480. You could do half DVD, 352 by 480. Or you could do video CDs, which is 352 by 240. You can also adjust your aspect ratios. Current standard definition video, I believe, is 4:3. You can change it to letterbox, which is 16:9, or you can even do 235:1, which is theater aspect, which is fairly close to 16:9, but slightly different. Another cool feature is you can adjust your audio and video bit rates. So if you need something encoded at a little better quality or a little lesser quality, you can adjust that manually within that box. And another really cool feature that you can do is normalize audio. There is a box so that if you have videos with different volume levels, say you just have scenes per se, you can go in and click the normalize video box. And what will happen is when it gets re-encoded, your audio levels will be nice and even from one video to the next. What does it use in the background? By default, it uses mplayer MPEG-2 encode, which is that package, which is really fantastic. mplayer is a very good audio player. Most people recognize it as that, but it also has a lot of encoding capabilities built into it as well. And Tuvid uses the MPEG-2 encoder piece of MPlayer, which is very functional, very handles video re-encoding very well. What else is there? You can create some chapter indexes. By default, the chapter indexes will be 5 minutes apart. You can go in and space that out. It increases, you know, say if you want more chapter indexes, you could set them at 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or if you want less, you could set them at 10 minutes. It all depends on what you want. So there's three buttons on the bottom. The first thing is to set up your video, and that's what I just discussed. Setting up what video files you want to use in encoding. Once you have everything all set up the way you want it, you know, after selecting, say, a background image you want to put, you can also add an audio file. If you have an MP3 file or a WAV file, you can add that in there, and it'll set it up. You could do submenus. Say if you have multiple episodes, you can have each one doing a separate menu, or you can break them up, or you can keep them under one. Keep it simple. The next button you're going to click in the second piece is encode video. You'll click on that, and then you'll see your like a terminal window almost running in the background, and you'll see the actual encoding going through. It'll go out. It'll build your menus based on your background images. It'll go in and re-encode the audio to AC3, I believe. It'll take the MP3 and re-encode it to AC3, so that's the audio that's playable on a DVD. It'll take your video files. If they're currently MPEG-2 already, it won't re-encode it. It'll just take it in and create the DVD file system. If it is a different format, it'll go out and re-encode the video to MPEG-2, which is the DVD standard. Or MPEG-1 if you're going to do a video CD. Most modern DVD players will let you do video CDs. Some of the older ones don't have this capability. Some even newer DVD players, I believe some of the Philips ones, will even let you play DivX and Xvid files without re-encoding them, which is really nice. But most commercial DVD players don't have this function. It's only Philips and some of the other brands that actually have this. So you need to do a little research if you don't want to do any encoding. But if you do have a player that does not handle DivX, Tuvid is the way to go. It's really simple interface. After your DVD has been re-encoded, you'll have an ISO file created, and then you can go in and you'll click the third button, which is burn the actual DVD. You can select whether if you just want to keep the ISO file, what do you want to delete it at the end, and then it'll go out and it'll burn the DVD from the ISO image. If you just have the ISO image, you can use a secondary application to burn the actual video file. You could use, say, K3B to burn it onto DVD, or even the command line. It's very simple and very straightforward. So if you're looking to do video conversion, which, say, like downloaded video files or even home video files, Tuvid is a really, really, really easy way to get a full-featured DVD with menus that will play in any standalone DVD player. You could go check out the Tuvid at the Tuvid homepage at tuvid.org. They've got some nice documentation there. There's some how-tos. There's even a how-to on how to create video animation buttons in the backgrounds instead of just using a static button to put it on your DVD. So it's a really useful utility. Even if you don't want to do a full-featured DVD with menus and everything, the command line interface is real nice if you want to do some re-encoding on the fly. It works really well. So it's a two-headed monster. The GUI is coded in Python, so you can go to the Tuvid homepage and see what the dependencies are. There's Python and a couple other dependencies that you can use. A lot of the mainstream distros have packages available for it by default in their main repositories. I know Mandriva has it. I know Debian has it. I know, I think Ubuntu has it as well. SUSE has it. I'm not sure about Slackware. Gentoo is obviously you build them from source code. And if your distribution of Linux does not have a package available for it, you can go to the Tuvid website and download the source code and build it yourself. It's pretty straightforward. And once again, this has been Pat from the Linux Link Tech Show, and I thank you for listening. And one more quick thing before I go, I just wanted to say to Droops, congratulations on the upcoming birth of his child, and to Mrs. Droops. Droops, enjoy your time while you have it, because you're not going to have much time after the baby's born. You're not going to get much sleep. This is coming from someone who's been through it themselves, and it's a wonderful thing having a child, but you're not going to have much sleep. So Once again, this has been Pat. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye.